And now on the last part of this presentation, let's listen to an excerpt of a beautiful seminar on bhajan singing that was made during the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. The three members of the bhajan group who made this presentation were Ravi Kumar, Amey and Siddhartha.
In fact, if you look at raga, the raga is pretty much made up of two basic components. One is Shruti and the other is melody. And there was this great accomplished singer who has come several times to Bhagwan. He was saying that if you take all your harkats and your murkiyas and all your, you know, we call it curves per second, the number of curves per second you can give. Okay, if you keep all that and put it on one side of the balance and you put only sur or Shruti on one side of the balance, it would probably move on to this side, on the Shruti side. That is how important Shruti is. See, without Shruti, the curves per second will go for a toss. Okay, you would probably get into a spin, okay, and mess up the entire bhajan. So that is the importance that he gives to swar or to Shruti, Suri.
Like how many times we have seen, you know, during bhajans, when the singer goes a little off key, Swami's face will, he will just make that sign to, try to indicate to you that, you know, you're out of Shruti, just come back on note, you know.
In fact, yeah, Swami uses the word apaswaram.
Apaswaram.
And in fact, apaswaram could have double, triple, you know, meanings. Apaswaram in life also could be mentioned through apaswaram only. Meaning when you're not on Shruti in your life, then also he could use up. So you'll think, hey, but my bhajan was pretty much in Shruti. There's some apaswaram in your life.
Why only singers? Even the tablists, no? So many times you've seen Swami indicate to the tablist that the tabla is not tuned. They would have tuned it, and sometimes because of the weather, it would go a little off key, and Swami would be so keenly observing Shruti in all these different instruments, even tabla, and during bhajans we've seen them tune, while the bhajan is going on, somebody would tune. So the importance of Shruti during a bhajan is always keep yourself.
Yeah, cannot be overemphasized.
The next component would be probably breath control. Breath control during singing is of utmost importance. One of the defects that a wrong kind of breathing would give to the voice is probably the voice would crack. So there was this one of our elder brothers who was a very good singer, but his voice was prone to cracking. And he was at his wit's end, he did not know why it was happening. One day Swami told him, you are breathing the wrong way. You must practice breathing the correct way. You are not giving your lungs enough work to do. He said, you can even do something as simple as jogging. He said, that will give your lungs enough work to do and learn to breathe the proper way. This elder brother went on to do this. In fact, I remember I used to see him jogging in the ground all of a sudden. Then I was wondering why. And he said, this is what Swami had said. I thought it was a weight loss program. He said, no, it was a crack loss program for the voice. And then he lost the crack in his voice. And he sang for many years after that. There was no crack in his voice after that. So this is how important breathing and the correct use of lung power is.
Where to take a breath in bhajans is also very, very critical. For example, Jaya Jaya Shankari, Jaya Parameshwari. And our typical say, Jaya Shiva Shankari Ma. Ah. Did you notice here? We sang, Jaya Shiva Shankari Ma. Ah. Actually that doesn't make any meaning. It is Jaya Shiva Shankari Ma. That Ma is what we are actually elongating, but our tendency is to take the break after Ma. Ma. Ah. So where to take the breath is also very, very important, especially in a long bhajan like Govinda Govinda Gaiye Re Bhajo Radhe Gopala Krishna Gaiye. Where do we take a break, especially in such long bhajans?